USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House votes Thursday on a resolution to limit President Trump's war powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the drone strike that killed the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani provocative and disproportionate. Democrats like Minnesota's Ilhan Omar say President Trump is too unpredictable.
This is a man who is both an arsonist and a fireman. He starts a crisis, then he wants to create the appearance of wanting to solve it.
But House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says now is not the time to hold back the president.
We should all be coming together to support our commander-in-chief to protect America, not debating how to limit the president's ability to defend this country.
A similar bill faces an uphill battle in the Republican-led Senate, and if passed, President Trump would veto it. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Rates, policy points, and availability vary by state.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 161 points, the S&P up 16, and the NASDAQ up 60. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After tensions with Iran, people are wondering if the U.S.'s oil supply is safe in the Middle East. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Oil prices are falling after President Trump says Iran is standing down, signaling a possible relaxing of tensions in the Middle East. Now, regarding what the United States and what other countries are going to do to keep the oil supply safe in the Middle East, Kurt Lippold is a former assistant commander of the USS Cole. He tells Fox News.
Well, first thing we're going to do is the United States Navy, along with other navies, are going to ensure this transit through the Strait of Hormuz as an international waterway stays open, does not come under threat, and that Iran does not try to come out, harass shipping, or try to do things that interdict or disrupt the world's oil supply going.
Once again, there's another airbag inflator recall. Here's the story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Takata is recalling 10 million more front airbag inflators sold to 14 automakers because they can explode with too much force and hurl shrapnel. The recall, the last one the bankrupt company agreed to in a 2015 settlement with U.S. safety regulators, and could bring to a close the largest series of recalls in U.S. history. The latest recalled inflators were used to replace even more dangerous ones made by Takata until a permanent remedy could be developed. At least 25 people have been killed around the world and hundreds injured by Takata inflators.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.